stuff was very good tonight. How did you read it?
Yes, I mean, it's kind of similar stuff to what I've been working with the last few times out. You know, last start in Pittsburgh, too, was one pitch away from having zeros out there, you know, just like tonight. So it's a tough team over there. You know, the record really doesn't reflect what kind of talent they have. I mean, they're going to win 104 games next year. You watch. That's a really, really talented team. So, you know, it's not easy to make pitches to them. You got to just go out there and execute and, you know, trust your stuff. And we kept it on the ground most of the time, and guys made good plays behind me. Stinking Carp. Golly, I'm going to send him some room service at 4 o'clock this morning or something. You know, it was good to get deeper in the game.
Curveball. It seemed like you were using it with more frequency tonight. Was that?
Yeah, it's probably it's been a pretty decent pitch for me in my career. Probably ought to throw it every now and then, huh? Probably didn't throw it quite enough in Pittsburgh. But, you know, each game is different. Each plan is different and execution is different. Stuff is different. So you go with what you got.
Some of them were landing more inside. Was that intentional to be inside on guys more tonight?
Yeah, with a team that's talented like that, you can't give them the same look every time. So I slowed some down and threw some sweepers and tried to throw some heaters up, more four seams today than normal, and sinking balls, worked some in. You know, just you can't fall into patterns with a team like that.
I know. Do you feel like you've made progress these last couple starts? I mean, how you're getting closer, you're pitching deeper into games. How much does that help your mental sanity?
Yeah, I mean, my mindset was wrong for a few weeks there. I mean, just wasn't competing like I could, you know. And I know I don't have the best stuff that I've ever had right now, but I sure can compete with it, you know. Mm-hmm. And go out and make pitches and keep them off balance and work in and out and change speeds. And it just goes to show you, you know, if anybody's watching at home, you youngsters out there, you don't have to throw a million to be a good pitcher. You can still be a good pitcher with lesser stuff, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Does that make your margin for error different than, say, like if you got strikeout stuff versus what you're dealing with?
Yeah, well, strikeout stuff is always helpful for sure, but I think if you can keep them off balance, that's the key. You know, in and out, up and down, change speeds, change maybe even arm angles or sides of the rubber, change everything. That's what I'm trying to do lately, and just kind of, I'm going to keep pitching. You know, that's just more to throwing a ball than in pitching. You know, it's pitching is holding runners close. It's not letting them get secondaries, not letting them go first and third. It's working in and out, up and down. It's you know, changing your times to first. There's lots of different parts of pitching than just throwing a ball. So,
what were the emotions looking down and seeing Matt Carpenter hitting against you? My God, you shared thousands of bus rides and mm-hmm. flights with and stories.
Yeah, I faced him last year too mm-hmm. when he was with the Yankees. My main focus, other than getting him out, was he is not hitting a home run off me. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be on my conscience the rest mm-hmm. of my life. So there was a couple of times where, you know, the right pitch might have been the ride back sinker on the inside half, but I knew he knew me. And I thought mm-hmm. if he's cheating to anything, mm-hmm. it'll be that just to throw one over the fence and have mm-hmm. that on me for the rest of my life, and I'm not gonna do it. Mm-hmm. Not gonna do it.
Yeah, and when you're talking about, like, it's more than just releasing a baseball and pitching, it's how you also kind of defend against the right. When you think you're 8 hits today, 3 walks, when you are dealing with that traffic, no one gets to third until the 6th inning. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of what you're describing?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have much traffic until the very end there.
Right.
But that is part of it, and Jordan made a great throw
sure.
there to limit the damage that inning. But
and no one had the play at third.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was incredible by both of them. But, you know, there's – you know, that's part of pitching, is when there is traffic out there, it's not letting them get big secondaries. It's not letting them steal bases. You know, that's been part of my career my whole life is making the most out of the stuff I have.
When you were in the dugout while your team was hitting, they kept showing shots, and it looked like you had a different sort of approach. It looked like you were kind of just staying locked in on what you were doing. Was there anything different to that tonight?
It appeared. I'd like to think I try to stay locked in on what I'm doing all the time, Jim. But I think probably what you saw was me praying for us to get a hit there with the bases loaded. Come on, babe. Please, please. You know, something like that might have been what you saw. Okay. Yeah.
But it was probably much more subtle and quiet, internal.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I should try being louder about it, though.
Tonight, also, you said a lot more curveballs, but a lot less cutters and sinkers, more four-seam fastballs. Is that something that is game-planned, or is that just more getting a feel for those pitches as the game goes on?
Yeah, the last three starts I've had, my sinker just wasn't acting like it was supposed to do. But those guys are game-planning against me, too. So that was kind of an effort tonight to give them something they weren't looking for, you know. And once they started to kind of look for that, maybe give them something else to look for. They're just, there's four or five guys in a row there that are just, that's murderer's row, you know. So you just got to be sharp. You got to do something. Sometimes you got to do, when you're throwing like I'm throwing, you got to do something kind of crazy sometimes. So I had some fun out there tonight.
Also changed the look, no high socks tonight. Went with the long pants. What was the thought process there?
I mean, look, I'm trying anything. I shaved my beard off, went with long pants. And I'm not overly superstitious, but shoot, I'll try anything, you know. We need to get this ship going in the right direction, so.
Did you feel 21 again, or?
I was watching some video from 2014, and I had my pants down, and I looked kind of studly out there, so I thought, you know, maybe I'll try that.
Wait, how do you have a beard, though, then?
Hmm?
Didn't you have a beard?
Yeah, I used to shave it after I pitched, so it was not always a big gaudy thing, you know.
How do you balance getting good results that you got tonight, but knowing that the team win doesn't come, the pitcher win doesn't come, things that are kind of beyond your control at times, how do you balance those things?
Yeah, I can't control it. Control what I can control. Go out there and try to make quality pitches. You know, if I don't give up a run in the six, I don't lose the game. Maybe we don't lose the game, so that's kind of a bummer, but I do know that helped a pretty good team, you know, to one run tonight. So can't be too disappointed about it. I would like to have given up no runs, obviously. But, you know, most of the time you give up one run, you can win that game.
2014 was a pretty good year for you. What made you go through that year to look at film? Is it just something you stopped on? Or?
2014 was the year that I felt most mentally in control of the entire game. You know, 13 I probably felt the strongest I ever felt, but 14 I felt like I was three steps ahead of the hitters I was facing. So I just wanted to kind of look and see what if I could remember and recall, which most of the time I can, what my mindset was behind each pitch and each at bat and why I threw what I did, and because I was playing the X game on both sides, you know. Mm-hmm. sink cut up, down, in and out. That was just the most fun, you know. So I like having fun out there.
Some of that into play tonight?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.